got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jess, the Cats AFLW season started off pretty well. Bit of a bumpy road last Friday at GMHBO Stadium, but one of the players joins us in the studio now, Claudia Gunjaka.
No,
I'll turn on your microphone. There you go. Sorry, Claudia. I've been so focused on getting your name right that I've forgotten how to do my job. Thanks for coming in the studio, mate.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Big game this weekend. You guys are heading over to Adelaide, unfortunately. I'm so sorry. How are we feeling about the game this weekend?
Yeah, pretty exciting. I mean, it's always a bit of fun travelling with the team. You know, we sort of go up the day before and you can sort of relax a bit and hang out with the crew. But no, we're feeling pretty good despite a loss on last Friday. I think we're still pretty confident in our abilities and we've trained hard all week, so should be good.
Well, you played very well against the Roos. I was just saying before we went on air that you were getting a bit fed up with, I can't remember the North Melbourne player, but she sat on you and you were not impressed towards the end of the game. Now, you're talking about heading up as a group to Adelaide. Do you have, now this is like, I love finding out about the dynamics of teams. So are you rooming with a certain player and do you know who you're going to be with?
Yeah, is it the same player every time?
No, we actually get our own rooms.
Oh, wow. Hey. Things are coming up.
I love that Tim and I just assume that you share a room because like our company would, they'd be like, you guys share a room, we haven't got the budget for it.
Okay.
I'm very glad we don't.
Yeah. Now, you were saying as well, because Amy McDonald, who we've had on the show as well, she has a specific role. When the Cats win, she yells out, "Who are we?" before "We are Geelong." You start seeing it as a team. Yep. Renee Garing wishes she had a role. You take on a bit of a secondary leader position behind Captain Meg McDonald. So when she goes to do the coin toss, you kind of take advantage of that space and you just kind of get ready to roast the other team, and you get some notes out, I imagine?
Yeah, well, Meg does all the hard work and gives us the pregame pump up, and then I just add literally 2 cents in and add a little one-liner about the team and a couple swear words probably. And
and then everyone
then
cheers your name.
Up.
Claudia.
Yeah, Claudia, yeah. And then heading to Port Adelaide this weekend. Started the season very well, 2-1. Obviously, with a unfortunate come from behind loss for you guys last weekend. What do you say as a group in a bit of a serious moment to go, all right, well, look, we had it, so we know we're there, but how can we consistently keep playing this footy so that we don't cough up these leads?
Yeah, I think Dan summed it up quite well after our loss. We were all a bit down right at the end of the game, and I think he just said to keep your head up. You know, North Melbourne are a great side, and it just shows that, you know, we can be up there in contention as well. So we just worked throughout this week on what we needed to improve from that game and add a little bit more connection between our midfield and our forward line, and I think we can play back to our best footy again.
Claudia, we were talking off air. You're a Geelong local girl. You grew up barracking for the Cats. You had your usual seat at K Park. And what's it been like, you know, coming on the other side? You know, the last couple of years you've been, you know, on the team that you grew up admiring. Being on the ground at K Park and looking up at those seats, like, that's got to be an incredible feeling.
Yeah, I think, like, it doesn't hit you sometimes until you, you know, stop for a second. I feel like I feel it more after a game when I can stop and the adrenaline's slowed down a little, and I just look up back at where, you know, Mum and Dad used to take me and my brother at the footy, and we used to sit near the scoreboard, and back then it was like a manual scoreboard, so the guy used to let me and my brother actually change the score.
No
every
way!
Now and then.
Oh
yeah.
My God, that would have been so cool.
No, it was pretty fun. So every now and then I look back up there. Obviously it's under construction at the moment, but I sort of pinch myself, like it's pretty exciting, and my parents, they love it too because obviously grown up with it.
Well, give a shout out to your parents, obviously. Yeah. You said your dad's like
dad froths it, honestly. He loves it. He'll probably tell me that he's listened to this when he gets home.
Yeah. Great. Well, Claudia, if you wouldn't mind sticking around, we'd love chatting footy with you, but we want to get to know you and your teammates, and we figured out a game that we can do that with. And the only question that we have that we can ask you now is, do you have a car that you drive?
Oh, I definitely have a car.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Excellent.
Fantastic.
That makes this game a lot easier.
It does. It's coming up next. Claudia, we want to get to know you. We're trying to get to know you and your teammates this AFLW season. Georgie Prasparkas, Amy McDonald, Renee Gehring, some of your teammates we've had in. Jess, do you think we can get to know Claudia just as well?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like we're almost becoming part of the team, Tim.
All right. I think we should probably refer to Claudia for that. Claudia, we're going to get to know you with a game that we like to play on the radio called the Guessing Game. Guess.
We're going to have three questions, Claudia, to guess what car you drive.
Ooh, okay.
So yes. You did confirm that you drive a car.
Yes.
Before, so that is going to be helpful for the game. Now, we only have three questions to do this, and we can't ask anything super specific about the car you drive, because hopefully we think by figuring out what type of car you drive, we can get to know the real Claudia.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Geelong born and bred, but... Yep. Who is she? Jess, who wants the first question? Do I want the first question?
Please, take it away.
Claudia, you were saying earlier that you're also a physio in some of your spare time and you drive to Bowen Heads, yes, where you do your work.
Yeah.
How long does it take you from where you live? Because you live in town. How long does it take to get out there?
I would say 35 on average. 35 minutes.
35 minutes.
Okay.
Claudia, do you have personalised plates on your car?
Definitely not.
Yeah, that'd be so embarrassing to have that, wouldn't it, Jess?
So embarrassing. Who has it?
Tim had personalised plates for just so long.
It was a gift. Oh, no. You can't say no to a gift.
Oh, no.
We don't need to get to know me, Claudia. Stop. Claudia, what colour is this car that you drive?
It is black.
Oh, that's so cool. It's dirty. Black gets dirty very easy.
Today it's very dirty. Okay. Looks a bit grey.
All right. So we're just going to, like, no disrespect for a moment, but we're just going to ignore you and have a bit of a chat of what we think.
We're right with you.
Okay. Hey, Jess.
Hey.
I think Claudia has strong, either high-end Mazda, like a CX-3 energy.
I was vibing an SUV.
Or, like, a lower-end Audi, like a Q3 maybe. Like an Audi Q3.
I think go with
second-hand.
I think Mazda. I think,
a black Mazda 3.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, can we just... Sorry again, Claudia. I know we could... Suzuki's are very black cars.
That's so true.
Because guess what you drive, Jess?
I drive a black Suzuki.
But I think Claudia's a bit more high-end than you. No offence.
Maybe she's got that Gran Vitara money that I don't have.
Wow. I think we need to go back to where our heart started.
Yeah.
Hey, Claudia.
Hey.
Cats AFLW. We think that you drive a black Mazda 3.
You are, like, almost on the money.
Oh! What is it?
It's a black Mazda 2.
Oh!
I haven't upgraded yet since I was 18, so.
So, because I was thinking maybe because, you know, started playing for the Cats AFLW side, you might, I know a lot of people like to get, like, a second-hand Audi and really start cruising around in that, but.
We should have paid us that.
Yeah, what's the car company? Is there a car company that sponsors?
Ford.
Okay, Rex, there you go. She knows her sponsors.
Come on, Rex. Sorted. Claudia, we appreciate you coming into the studio. So I feel like we got to know you very, very well just playing that game there, so thank you very much.
Yeah.
Best of luck on Saturday against the Power in Adelaide. Again, 1 in the afternoon or 1:05. So if people want to get it, they can get it on KO.com.
As a thank you, we've got you some personalised plates.
Oh, there you go.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Learning a new skill in life, it's exciting, right? Like maybe you're sitting there and you go, oh, yeah, a couple of years ago I learned the guitar, or I learned how to surf, you know, something different. You've recently in the last couple of years really got into sewing?
I think COVID lockdown really, it was like, what new hobby am I going to pick up today? I got into knitting. I got into embroidery. I got into sewing. I basically went back to the 1800s.
The big sexy three, yeah, as I like to call them.
Yep.
I've learnt a new skill, but it's out of fear. And this is something about being a new dad that I've always maintained that I'd never be able to do this.
Do you finally blow out the boogers from your son's face?
No, I am. It's weird. I've got a 7-week-old son. I can deal with poos. Boogers are just so foul to me, but it has nothing to do with him. So my son, Jack, and if you have a newborn, you know, when they're like sleeping, you want to keep them sleeping because sometimes they just don't sleep very well.
Sure.
And so I've had to learn to do things quietly. I have become the clumsiest version of myself, bumping into tables, knocking things over. I dropped a tube on his head the other day of like little bum cream, only from a millimeter. And he was like, ugh. But something that I've realized, and it's a bold claim that I've always made to you about sneezing, is I don't know how to sneeze quietly.
No.
I can't
do
it.
You can sneeze with your eyes open, which is a skill of its own.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
But you're not good at sneezing quietly at all.
And it's I find it hard to not do it very loud. So I do the safe thing, whether it's into like the corner of your elbow or into your hands. And like it's very like a... Like it's a big thing.
Often you will just scream and I'll look over at you and be like, what was that?
Yeah, like, sorry, that was a Tim sneeze. I have had to learn over the last 7 weeks, and my wife has been the main instigator behind me learning this, to quite sneeze quietly.
What does that look like?
It is the most painful thing known to man. Childbirth sounds okay. This is a new level, Jess. So what I have to do is I have to close everything. So eyes are closed. I grab the nose. I close my mouth like this, like Daffy Duck. And it all happens very quickly. So it just turns into like a... I do that. And then
like
it's like
an internal combustion.
And then it's...
Sure.
And now I sneeze...
Very cool guy thing.
Very silently.
Do you know what's really embarrassing when you do that? Because often I'll like pinch the nose to sneeze. And sometimes it'll shoot out my mouth instead. I'll be like...
Well,
so you definitely want to cover both.
Because I've definitely had, like, it doesn't feel good. Why would anyone choose to sneeze and hold
people
it all
like,
in?
People can burst, like, have aneurysms from that.
It feels like my ears are going to explode. My brain feels like it's jiggling. But, you know, the things you do for your newborn. But this is just, I don't know. It's just.
He's looking up at you like, Dad, I've got a nice poo as a reward for you.
As long as it's not snot, I don't really care.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
And Jess, on Thursdays, we only argue on Thursdays. Well, we try our best. I'm sure if you listen to this show, you might hear a couple of times, you know, we work each other up.
Yeah.
That's just a bit of razzing. That's just a bit of fun. That's not a serious argument. But on Thursdays, we've created a safe space where we can argue, and then we get someone else to decide who's right, because then we don't have to be mad at each other.
They're the judge in the courtroom of Tim and Jess.
Tim and Jess. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session. I actually am a placeholder in today's argument. Mm-hmm. You and I have been getting along so swimmingly.
It's almost like having 2 weeks apart from each other makes our relationship better.
It is hard to be frustrated with you when you're not in my direct space. Yeah. But
there is someone that I want to hurl my beef at this week, though.
I think you should reword that in future conversations. I understand you're getting married. But...
My fiancé actually enjoys my beef, Tim.
Stop yourself.
Anyway, he's the one who I'm angry at the moment. Professionalism in the courtroom, please. My fiancé Akshay, I discovered on our holiday. I don't know if you've heard, I went to Japan. I almost never talked about
it. Are you sure? I just thought you got lost for 2 weeks.
Me and my fiance Akshay are very different plane people.
Right. What do you mean by plane people?
I mean, there are two types of people on a plane.
Right.
There are the people
they're called pilots.
No, neither of us are pilots.
Sorry.
So we are on the plane, right? And the plane lands.
10-hour flight.
10-hour flight.
Yep.
Plane lands, and as we're rolling down the tarmac,
you get to your spot.
Yep. The pilot's like, you can now take your seatbelts off. We will be disembarking shortly. Cabin crew, open the doors, whatever they say.
Cross arms and cross arms.
Yeah. They're always mumbling.
It's currently 17 in Melbourne.
Yeah. As soon as he hears the ding of the seatbelts coming off,
right,
undoes his seatbelt, stands up in the aisle. where are you going, buddy?
Is he in the aisle or near the window?
He is like half standing up. Like there were people.
Oh, and he's tall, so he's got to do the head slant.
Yeah, he was doing the head slant. Like, yeah. Like he was so
not
clearly uncomfortable.
Right.
But he was so, he was like, I've been sitting down. I need to stand up.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait just 3 more minutes.
Right. And you showing patience. Can I just say,
thank
wow,
you.
Really
applaud
impressive.
Me.
All right. Well, I feel like just acknowledging it's enough, but sure.
Thank you. 52232955. We need a judge.
Okay.
Standing up on an airplane as soon as it lands.
Right.
Yeah.
Not
or
as
no.
soon as it lands, as soon as the seatbelt sign comes off. Bold man or woman to stand as soon as the wheels hit the tarmac. I reckon the air hosts might be a bit unhappy with you.
There are two kinds of people. The people who wait
yeah.
until it is their turn. Like everyone files out. And they wait for their turn until okay. they can stand up. And the people who stand up and just stand in the aisle.
I would, the only reason that I'm, because you've asked me to stand and get your beef hurled at me instead of your fiancé today for this.
Well, I didn't want his opinion, to be honest.
Right. I would say after, like, you know, we all get squeaky knees when we're 30 plus. Uh-huh. I would say if I was in the aisle seat, I would stand up just to. Just to get it going.
Out.
Just to get it going.
But again, it's 3 more minutes. Like you've been on a 10-hour flight. What's 3 more minutes? Just sit down. Just let everyone else
might
get their bags.
Might as well fly back. That's how long it feels. Put me on for another 10 hours, mate.
52232955. We need a judge to have the final say. When it comes to flying, are you standing up as soon as the seatbelt sign goes off? The only opinion that matters is Laura in Armstrong Creek. Good afternoon, Your Honour.
Good afternoon.
Now, Laura, to qualify as our judge today, have you ever been on a plane?
Lots of times.
Wow. Okay, all cool. right.
She's an expert.
Flex much. Laura, without giving away your final verdict just yet, do you have a partner? Is this something that either one of you does?
I have a husband, and it is something that one of us does.
Oh, okay.
And is it contentious in the relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, still means that a marriage could work, so I'm happy to hear that, Laura.
wow, so proud. I don't know how you've done it.
When it comes to landing the plane, well, you're not landing it yourself, but...
Do you do it?
When that seatbelt sign goes off, are you standing up in the aisle or do you think everyone should just be patient and wait their turn?
Well, as someone that is 5 foot nothing and can stand comfortably anywhere in the plane, I say go for it.
You could be under the seat with the life jacket there, Laura. So you think it depends, it's height dependent?
No, if they're happy to stand, let them. I do it all the time. As soon as I can stand up, I will, and my head doesn't touch the top.
Laura, do your feet touch the ground when you're sitting in the chair?
No.
Is it kind of, now I feel like we're stacks in one. I was going to say if the oxygen mask fell down, would your partner be doing your mask first before their own?
I have to get him to adjust the fan and the light and everything. I can't reach any of that.
It's a bit cold, babe. Do something about that. Well, Laura, this has turned into stacks on, and I'm really not about that on this show.
We do respect you, Your Honour.
It's law across Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula. So if you're landing at Avalon in the coming months, you have to stand. Everyone
Damn
must
it.
Stand now. Laura, thank you very much for being our judge.
No worries.
That's all right, shorty. It's Tim Chest.
So unnecessary.
All thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.